Dozens of gold miners are trapped underground after a pit collapsed in central Nigeria. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The incident occurred on Monday in Niger State following heavy rainfall, but news emerged slowly due to a nationwide strike that was called off on Tuesday. Husseini Ibrahim, a spokesman for Niger State's Emergency Service Agency, said that one person has been confirmed dead, and over 30 people are believed to be still trapped as rescue efforts continue. Officials attribute the collapse to torrential rains that softened the soil. As of this morning, Wednesday, we believe over 30 people are still trapped. We can't give you exact figures because even those on site didn't know, said Mr. Ibrahim. One person has been confirmed dead, and 6 persons were rescued and rushed to the hospital. He added that 4 excavators and rescue workers are at the scene, working to free those trapped. Nigeria's Minister of Solid Minerals, Delia Lake, stated that officials from the mines inspectorate had been dispatched to the mining site in Galadima, Kogo. Rest assured, we will investigate the causes of the disaster to prevent a recurrence and ensure the safety of all Nigerians, he said in a statement. Niger State is known for criminal gang activity, including kidnappings for ransom. Last year, mining activities were banned in the Shoro area, where the mine collapsed, along with neighboring districts due to insecurity and safety concerns. Extra security has been provided to ensure that rescue workers are not abducted. Mining accidents are not uncommon in Nigeria, with many involving illegal miners going unreported. In January, a deadly blast in Ibadan killed 2 people and injured 77 others. The Oyo State government attributed the explosion to explosives stored by illegal miners. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.